This is a little different for me.
Yes.
Usually I'm on that side over there.
You're usually on that side.
Asking for relief.
Exciting, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes here.
Well, this should be one to ease into.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately, with the continuances request, so that should be a little easier, but.
David was telling me that we have five next week, next month.
In addition to the two, or with the two?
With the two.
Oh.
All right.
But that's still a lot.
That's still a lot.
Still a lot.
Yeah.
Especially since two took us like a few hours.
Yeah.
Is that November?
Yeah.
Yes. Next month will be fun.
Yeah. Feel myself coming down to something the third week of February.
That's what I told Megan. I said, I think I'm getting COVID in February. But then Janelle will kill me, so.
My Omicron dodging is not going to be effective in January.
Well, Tuesdays are my long days because I go right from here to my part-time job at the airport. So then next month is really going to be miserable because I'm going to have two long days right in a row.
Oh, right in the middle of the week, too.
I might be sick on Thursday.
Like I said, I'll never call out on Thursdays. I love Thursdays. We have staff meetings at 9.
Too.
So I come in, I get my coffee, I sit down. By the time I'm done answering emails and just getting started for the day, I go to staff meeting. And then staff meeting can go anywhere from 10 to 11, usually not. And then I go out and do inspections.
So it's like a...
Yes, Thursdays are for me.
I've always thought Thursdays were a really productive day. Like you start to feel the pressure of the end of the week, but you're not quite there and checked out.
Every day is a pressure day.
Late the last 3 years,
now.
Yeah.
It's just so busy.
Last year was.
It's just nuts.
It was a lot last year.
Did the number of requests for variance diminish at all after the new zoning took effect back in 19, with less side setback and rear setback requests and so on in the village?
From 16 to 17, there was a considerable drop. Mm-hmm. We actually had, I believe, 17 cases in 2020 and 17 again in 2021.
Okay.
So we're holding pretty consistent with the new ordinance. But from back when there was still the 15-foot setbacks in the village,
mm-hmm.
a considerable drop because we now have common sense. So.
Yeah.
2019 had a lot more than 2020, didn't it?
Yes. 2019 had, I think, 23 or 24. Okay.
It always used to be like two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think at one time we had like maybe four. Mm-hmm.
I was telling them the first time I came to one of the hearings when I filled in for Tony.
Hello, how are you?
Sick.
Good, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Well, they had six, and that was pretty regular until they changed the ordinance. Steve, have you?
I could imagine.
Access
code, or can you enter the number? Welcome to the conference call. Please enter your access code. Welcome to the conference call. Please enter your access code or PIN, followed by the pound sign. Sorry, the access code or PIN you entered is invalid. Welcome to the conference call. Please enter your access code or PIN, followed by the pound sign. After the tone, please record your name to be announced to other callers in the call. Then press the pound sign to enter the conference.
Zoning Hearing Board.
You will now enter the conference.
What? Yeah, that works out better.
Sandy.
How's Joey?
Sandy.
Sandy and Mike are on.
Excellent, excellent. I'm setting up the microphone to be able to hear you guys.
Okay.
All right, and then I believe we're ready to go.
Should we move?
Right.
So they can hear.
All right, King, we're gonna move the phone so that you may hear the rest of the proceedings.
Okay.
Mike and Sandy, the court reporter's not here yet, so we're going to get started in just a few minutes.
Oh, thanks very much. Hey guys, it's Sandy. Just thought I'd check in and see if I'm still on the phone.
Yeah, we've got you. We're trying to find out where the court reporter is.
Okay. No worries. Just want to make sure we're so quiet. I figured you guys are talking or something.
Mike, are you there too?
Yep, still here.
Okay, just hang in there with us, please.
Put in here, but I don't know when it was. Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
Would she be able to speak her phone again?
Say what?
Would she be able to speak her phone again?
Well, as long as you can hear everybody and we can hear you, perhaps she could call into the call-in number.
Yes.
I think that might be easier.
Yes.
That's fine. we'll make it work.
All right, Maria, we have a 1-800 number for you. And that is 800-511-8018. The access code is 910-7158. It happens to the best of us. Okay. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Bye.
Hey, hang on, Sandy and Mike. Our court reporter is going to be dialing in as well.
Okay.
Okay.
We can hear them pretty quick. It definitely counts against you.
Yes.
David, I agree.
Let the unofficial record.
Maria O'Donnell.
Okay, we're here.
Has joined. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, well, just let us know if you do not hear something clearly, and we will stop and repeat it, okay?
Okay, all right. Is everyone there?
No, there are there are two people on the phone with you.
Maria.
Maria, there are two others. Sandy Ballard and Mike Angelo are on the phone.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Janelle emailed me, and I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I mean, all the board members are present.
Three are in the room, and two are on the phone.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and give this a shot. Please stop us, though, if you are not capturing the information that you need.
Okay. And thank you.
And we'll try to say our names while we're speaking so you know who's talking.
Right. I'll try to direct the gavel to each person so that we aren't talking over each other. Is that okay with everybody? Okay. All right. So the January 19th, 2022 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. David, do you have the recording going?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hallie, thank you. Okay, gonna do a roll call. Lindsay Drew?
Present.
Tom DiDonatis?
Present.
And welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Sandy Ballard?
Here.
Mike D'Angelo.
Mike D'Angelo.
Here.
And Steve Seidel, that's me. I'm here also. Okay, yes. Okay. Megan has a
Steve, could I have the name of the new member?
Yes, Tom, do you want to spell your name too for her, please? Go ahead.
Surely, yeah. It's Tom DiDonatis, DeDonatis. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I just, this is Megan Huff. I just want to make sure that the record is clear that the members participating via telephone are able to hear all of us who are speaking and that we are able to hear them. So, Sandy, if you could confirm that you've been able to hear the roll call and all the opening of the meeting? Okay. And Mike, have you been able to hear everything? Okay. And if you're not able to hear us, please let us know. If we don't hear from you, we'll assume that you've been able to hear what everybody has been saying. And if we don't hear you, we will let you know as well.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Megan. Okay, so our first order of business is the approval of the minutes from the December 15th, 2021 meeting. And Tom, obviously, you weren't here for that, so you'll be abstaining. And Sandy, I don't believe you were here either for that meeting, so likewise. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved. Lindsay Drew.
Thank you, Lindsay. Second? I'll second that. Any discussion on the minutes? Okay, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that was an aye from Mike by phone, Lindsay, yep, and Steve in the room here. That passes 3-0. Okay, the next item of business is reorganization. Each year in January, we elect a chairman, a vice chair, and a secretary. So we'll open that up for any nominations for those roles.
Are we beginning?
I'd like to nominate Steve. This is Sandy. I'd like to nominate Steve Seidel for chair.
I'm sorry, Lindsay, did you have a question?
I was just asking if you were starting with chair.
Yeah, we'll start with chair. Yes, thank you.
I second Sandy's nomination.
Okay. Any discussion? Any questions? I'm willing to continue on as chair, just if you all have me, so.
Yep.
Okay.
I would have seconded that. Someone beat me to the punch, but yep, I'm all for it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike.
Great job.
All right. Well, so do we need to vote on each one individually, Megan, I guess?
I would recommend that.
Yeah. So we'll take a vote on that then. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so that's unanimous. All right, so I'll open up nominations for vice chair then.
This is Lindsay Drew. I would like to nominate Sandy Ballard for vice chair.
Okay, I'll second that. Or any discussion on that? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so that was unanimous as well. Then I'll open up nominations for secretary.
I'll nominate Lindsay Drew for secretary.
Okay, I'll second that nomination. It's Steve Seidel. Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Mike, I don't know if I heard your vote.
Yeah, I was aye.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I just wanted to make sure I got it recorded correctly. Okay, so that closes our reorganization as far as the board members. I wanted to raise a question kind of in light of some of the challenges of tonight's meeting. I think we do have, Megan, the ability to appoint a hearing officer, correct, if we are not able to have the full board or a quorum of the board present. Is that correct?
That is, and I would recommend that you appoint all of the board members to serve as hearing officers in the event that a quorum is not reached.
Okay.
Megan, I was having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, okay. So I recommend that the board appoint all of the board members to serve as hearing officers if a quorum of the board cannot be reached at a meeting. So you would be appointing whoever is present to serve as hearing officers if three of you are not at the meeting.
I'm not gonna make that motion.
I'm sorry,
but
Sandy.
Does that mean if there was just one person present, that would sufficient?
One or two, yes.
To act as a hearing officer.
To act as a hearing officer.
Megan, could you maybe explain more what the role of the hearing officer is in that instance?
Yes, so the role of the hearing officer, if the full board is not present and there's not a quorum, the hearing officers would take testimony and hear the evidence, such as you normally would at a regular hearing. And then it would be up to the applicant to decide whether they want the full board to make that decision, in which case the testimony would be transcribed and the exhibits would be given to the board members who were not present. And those board members and the hearing officers would then make a decision, or the applicant would have the ability to waive that and allow the two or one hearing officer present to make a decision and have a final decision made. In which case, then it would not be, the testimony would not be transcribed.
Well, I have a question, if I may. And I'm sure, obviously, being our solicitor, you have done the legal work on this. I'm wondering if one hearing officer is in attendance and the applicant decides to go forward and have just that one officer make the decision, isn't that a lot of power and control by one officer rather than the required three-person quorum?
Yeah, well, yes, essentially they would be making the decision if the applicant decided to have the hearing officer make the decision. The applicant would still have the right to have the full board hear or read the transcript and see the evidence and make a decision.
Megan, do we I'm sorry, Sandy, go. You have a question?
I agree with that concern, and I guess the question is, if we don't do this, what happens if only two people can go to a meeting?
Well, in that case, if there wasn't a hearing officer, then the meeting could not be held, and if a rescheduled meeting is not held within 60 days of the time the application was filed, the application could be deemed approved.
This is Lindsay.
Can I
personally am not comfortable deviating from the standard of a quorum. I think that there's not precedent really set for there to require appointment of hearing officers and leave it to the chance of one or two. In my several years on the board thus far, we have not had that occur until this evening. And so I think in the spirit of a quorum and Robert's rules, it would be most appropriate to leave as is. And in the event we were to have to delay a meeting because of not having a quorum, then I think it would be the responsibility of the board and the staff to reschedule that hearing within that time frame to allow for the hearing to take place in the allotted time.
I do agree. This is Megan Huff. I do agree, Lindsay, that we don't usually have that circumstance. And even when we thought we might have it today, the applicants chose to ask for a continuance. And so we have not had that happen. It is provided for under the municipalities planning code and the ordinance. But it would be up to the board to decide how to proceed.
Yeah, Megan, I guess I have a question kind of towards the concern, but is there a middle ground here that's available to us? And that is, can we allow a hearing to proceed with one or two board members as hearing officers present, but have that testimony taken in, transcribed, and voted on by the board? In other words, can we do that without offering an option of a vote by less than a quorum of the board?
Well, that's a decision for the applicant to make. So we can't supersede their right to make that decision.
So we cannot appoint a hearing officer and
eliminate one of the choices.
And eliminate one of, okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, then I want to just be clear, even though I seconded the motion to get the discussion going, Tom and Lindsay's comments, I agree. I don't, I'd rather have us pull together another meeting time than leave it up to one or two people. But I agree.
This is Lindsay. Just for the record, my other concern is that often we have applicants who are not familiar with the zoning hearing process, and it could be rather confusing. And I think, as you know, a resident who is doing this on their own as a homeowner, not wanting to delay the process if there was a project going on that they may not realize, and these things would kind of come up at the last minute and not really provide opportunity for them to, you know, seek counsel on what the appropriate move forward decision would be. So,
right. And what is, just for clarity, what is the notice requirement? So if we had to schedule a new meeting, what would that notice requirement be, date in terms of time?
I believe it is two notifications in a public in a print publication prior to the meeting. I believe it's two within 14 days of the meeting. So it would, I know we use both the Sun and the Patriot to get our notices out. The special hearings, we've done one before. Last year we did one. It all depends on when we know how quick we can get it into print publication.
And I think that, this is Megan Huff, I think that would be the important part, is for the board members to keep the staff updated on whether they can attend the meeting or not.
This is Sandy. Since this wasn't on the agenda, I would like to suggest we table it to our next meeting to discuss, just so we have a little more time to digest.
Yeah, and I think you said you thought you were seconding a motion about this. I don't think we had the motion proposed. I think Megan was simply describing our options.
Right.
So I don't think we actually have a motion on the table right now. So, so if you want to make a motion to, this was just discussion. So if you want to make a motion, Sandy, to put this on the agenda for the next meeting, is that what you're suggesting?
Yep.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
I'll second that motion. Okay. Any further discussion?
One quick, this is Tom DiDonatis. One quick additional question, since I'm new at this, and the world's changed the past couple years. Is Zoom an option for effective use of our board if one or two members can't make it, but they can Zoom in? Would their votes count officially currently under our rules of law and order, or is that not possible at this time?
We were able to do Zoom meetings during the height of COVID because of the governor's emergency order and the provisions passed by law to allow for Zoom meetings. So
we were,
but since the emergency was declared over, we don't have that
Megan,
option.
Megan, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay.
Hey, Megan.
Yeah, I was explaining that we were able to do Zoom meetings at the height of COVID due to the governor's emergency order. And the provisions passed pursuant to that order. But now that the emergency order has been revoked, we don't have the authority at this time to do Zoom meetings.
Is there not a provision, Megan, that would enable this board to take action in and approve that as an accepted participation?
The Board of Supervisors would be able to authorize that.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it would fall under their approval or not. So the Township Supervisors Board would need to approve participation in a meeting electronically in order for us to be able to do that, correct? Okay.
Yeah, and maybe what we could do is ask the staff to just give us a little more information of the options for the meeting next week, because I agree with Tom and Lindsay that, you know, modern communication technology, whatever that may be, whatever name we might call that going forward, you know, we're on using a phone call now, so I would just want to get the staff to give us some information on what the options are.
Yeah, and Megan, maybe Sandy, that's a good point. But I'm going to ask Megan to maybe clarify a little bit more her thoughts. She and I did have a conversation when the prospect of tonight's meeting not having a quorum had occurred a day or so ago. And I think there's a difference between conducting the hearing for new business before the board versus the board conducting business such as approving the minutes, approving decisions from prior hearings, reorganization, and so on. So, Megan, could you comment on that just a little bit more as far as the difference
of those two? Steve, instead of doing it this way, could I just have it in a report? I just don't think I just like to look at it myself a little bit before we discuss it at the next meeting.
I could put together a memo and provide it to you prior to the next meeting, and then you'd have it for your discussions.
That'd be good. Thank you.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, so I think, is there any other discussion on the motion right now before us is to put this topic on the agenda for the next meeting? No other discussion. Okay, so let's vote on that to put this on the agenda for next meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, I heard four ayes. Any opposed? Okay. We'll put this on the agenda for next time. Thank you. Okay. Is there anything else relative to reorganization? I think we've kind of covered all of that. Okay. Okay, so old business. We have one decision tonight. And I am going to read that proposed decision. Because not all those are present who will be voting on this, I will also need an authorization for me to sign that decision on behalf of the board. Okay, so the proposed order is number one, the applicant's request, I'm sorry, this is in the matter of the adoption of decision in the case of Kevin Pauser, case number 2021-15. Okay, dated today, January 19th. Number one, the applicant's request for a variance from section 225-501.43.B.4 regarding the maximum number of dwelling units served by a common private driveway is granted. The applicant may construct a common private driveway that serves no more than 7 dwelling units. Number two, the relief granted herein shall be strictly contingent upon the following. A, the common private driveway shall be used solely for residential and related residential purposes only. B, all proposed lots shall be single-family residences. C, the applicant shall remove all other access to Stouffer's Church Road, particularly the gravel driveway of Lot 1 on the applicant's sketch plan, except for the common private driveway. No future access from the property to Stouffer's Church Road, other than the access from the common private driveway, shall be permitted. D, the applicant shall remove the gravel from Lot 1 on the applicant's sketch plan. Number three, the applicant shall construct the improvements in strict compliance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter, provided, however, that if the improvements that are the subject of this hearing as finally constructed require less relief than granted by the board herein, no additional relief from this board shall be required. Number four, except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted herein shall be valid for 1 year from the date hereof. In the event the applicant has not, within the time period provided herein, commenced operations, applied for a building permit relative to the improvements where permits are necessary, or constructed the improvements not requiring permits, the relief granted herein shall be deemed to have expired, and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning ordinance. Number five, Any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the township zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance. So that's the proposed order, and along with that, you're voting on whether to authorize me, Steve Seidel, as chairman, to sign that order on behalf of the board.
This is Lindsay Drew. Motion to approve the decision as read and to authorize Steve Seidel as the authorized signature for the decision on behalf of the board.
Okay. Thank you, Lindsay.
Second that, Mike Angelo.
Okay. And then again, Sandy and Tom won't be voting on this one because they were not present for the hearing last month. Okay. So any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mike, could you repeat, please?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Okay, that motion carries 3-0. Okay. Okay, new business tonight. We had scheduled a hearing in the case of Brian M. Wheeler, case number 2021-16. My understanding is that the applicant has requested a continuance.
Yes, given the uncertainty with the hearing this evening and his own attendance.
I can't hear you, David.
Due to the fluid nature of tonight's meeting and the board members being able to be present, the applicant felt more comfortable proceeding with the continuance to be heard, presumably by a quorum next month, and that is for case 2021-16, Brian M. Wheeler.
This is Lindsay Drew. Motion to approve a continuance for case 2021-16 as discussed.
Second.
Tom DiDonatis, I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Sandy, any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, Sandy's an aye also. All right, thank you. That's 5-0. Okay, so the next item, that motion passes. Second item is of new business is hearing in the case of Drury Southwest Incorporated, case number 2021-17. David, I also understand that this applicant has asked for continuance as well.
Yes, this applicant is located out of state, and they changed their travel schedule based on the news yesterday. So they, again, would like to seek a continuance to be heard at the February meeting of the Zoning Hearing Board.
This is Lindsay Drew. Motion to approve continuance of case 2021-17 as discussed.
Thank you, Lindsay. Do I have
a second? This is Sandy. I'll second it.
Okay, thank you, Sandy. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries unanimously as well. Okay, is there any other business for tonight's meeting? Okay, hearing none. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Lindsay Drew.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Sandy, second.